I'm joined by Manjit Ara, an activist from the northern suburb of Maliki. Manjit, can you give us an idea of what you've been seeing today?
Yeah, actually today we have witnessed part of the funeral procession for those two top generals killed yesterday. Early in the morning, those generals seems to be taken out of the hospital up to Kasium Mountain, where they have some kind of memorial in the unknown soldier's tomb.
I thought there was just the funeral just for the defense minister. Was some of the other people buried too?
Yeah, actually, the funeral was for three of them.
Okay.
The defense minister was buried in Qassaa, east of Damascus, and the Asif Shawkat has been taken to his village near Tartus, I think.
Yeah, because the defense minister was a Christian, Shawkat was an Alawite, and the other guy was a Sunni, right?
Yeah, actually, I've just heard that Shawkat is a Sunni also.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now for the funeral, they've come down from Qasium Mountain just like at 11:30. They was just like three motorcades. They have police motorcycles, military police truck full of soldier and mounted machine gun. Two of the motorcades went down to Umayyad Square, and to the east of the city, and one of them went to Mazza, where there's a military airport. And I think this one for Asif Shawkat, because he has been taken by an airplane to Tartus.
And you saw all this, did you?
Yeah, I've seen the three motorcades coming down from Qasium Mountain down to near Shami Hospital and going to the east and west.
Do you know if Maha Assad was there, or any of the Assad clan were at these funerals?
Yeah, actually, I can't know if he was there, because I've seen just like 50 or so cars. All of them were shaded. They've been following the ambulance carrying the bodies, so I couldn't verify anyone inside those. It's not possible to see who's in these cars.
Okay. And what's the security situation like today?
Yeah, actually, the security situation near the Shami Hospital is now just like some of the armed people has been withdrawn, just like calm now here. But all of the roads coming down from Muhajirin neighborhood to Maliki area is closed, with at least 10 armed personnel and one pickup truck with a machine gun mounted on it.
So does it feel different today from yesterday?
Yeah, it's leveled down today, given the what it was yesterday.
I was just speaking to the journalist Zander van Horn. He was saying that Assad is very much in control of central Damascus. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, actually, I've read her testimony. I believe she went to the east, and especially to the place where Christians living. So these places are relatively calm. Nothing happened over there. So maybe she found it.
Sorry.
Okay, so maybe that's why she found it safe. But now today, in the central of Damascus, near police headquarters, a place called Khaled bin al-Walid, it witnessed a big protest, and many civilians were shot.
Tell me more about that. Did you see it?
Yeah, actually, I didn't see it. I've seen from my place, I could have seen only the thick smoke rising from that place. It was a really thick smoke. It lasted for 10 or 15 minutes. And it was actually, some say it's just like across the police headquarters in Khaled bin al-Walid Street.
What are you basing this on? Who's been saying this?
Yeah, actually, there are some YouTube videos, and I've been in contact with some activists who were part of the protest. So they've been saying that one kid has been killed and almost three young people. So, but we cannot. I believe their names has been busted now. But you should be following up with YouTube and some other activists to verify these accounts.
Okay, Friday is usually a day of protest. Have you seen many in Damascus today?
Yeah, actually, Friday is a day of protest, and also it's a weekend, so you should expect people to be going out in and out for a picnic or so, but no one seems to be doing that today. There was a protest in Rukn al-Din, which is a very near neighborhood to where I live, and I have some friends went there. It went all right. No one shot at them, but it's eventually ended very well over there. In other parts, like Muhajirin, there was no protest, but actually most of the mosques were secured by military, or not military, but I believe there's security forces.
And has there been any more sightings of the president? There was an appearance on TV yesterday.
Yeah, actually, the only appearance seems to be for this new defense minister swearing in front of the president, nothing else. The state TV has been airing some footage from Medan neighborhood of dead bodies and destroyed buildings and cars. We've heard from some activists that actually the Free Syrian Army has withdrawn from Medan, so it seems likely for those footage to be true.
So, does it feel to you as if the city is beginning to become under the control of government forces as usual?
Yeah, actually, no one knows if that is going to happen, but I do believe that at least at night you will have no the government will have no control of the neighborhoods, because FSA usually tries to attack security forces and army at that time. But I can sense a feel of anger here. It's a mixed emotion here between inside the people. They are sometimes angry, there's contempt, but at the same time they are worrying about the future and uncertain of what is going to happen. So no one knows actually what will happen, but this is actually what we can hear from people, that they are worrying that something could be becoming more bad or so.
Could you give us a kind of a brief summary of your week? What was it like on Tuesday, and then the assassinations, and then afterwards? Just take us through what's happened this week from Tuesday onwards.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it has started before Thursday, because it was started on Tuesday, where there was clashes in Medan and Zahira neighborhoods, and I've been there and I've witnessed some of those clashes. And starting from that point, FSA took control of parts in Medan, and there was clashes in Tadamon, and people started to see the smoke, hear the sound of booms and explosions out of those areas. Now, that's continued until the explosion that hit the National Security Headquarters. And this point was very crucial, because now the city has felt exactly that something else or something big has happened, and some repression could be coming out of from the regime. So you can sense that people have stayed at their homes. Now alleys are backed with parked cars of those people who are staying at their homes. Eventually, in Thursday night, the city was just like empty, no one in the streets. And now on the Friday, there was some protests here and there in Kafr Susa, in Khalid bin al-Walid, Rukuneddin, and so on. And we still hear booms and explosions, and they are continuous now, starting from 1 p.m. local time until now, which is almost 6 o'clock.
You were describing sort of celebrating after the assassinations. Did you feel a sense of excitement that is now perhaps diminished?
Yeah, actually, people here, after hearing the news of those generals killed, there was some excitement. There was some joy, because they are furious, and everyone knows that. But at the same day, at 8 o'clock at night, when the government started bombarding the areas to the south and shot two big artillery rounds from the Qasun mountain, people started to feel very scared about what is going to happen. So it's a mixed emotion after all. It's a joy somehow, and at the same time, fear from the future.
And do you feel any different today?
Yeah, actually, it's just the same for today, except that people now are more open to talk about what is going on in the city, even on telephones, which are because people usually fears from talking on phones or mobile phones, because they fear the government would be listening. But now, after the what is happening, people are now more open to talk about it, even between themselves and between their neighbors and friends. So it somehow seems that some barriers has been broken for the past 4 days.
Are there a lot of rumors about what's going to happen and what is happening?
Yeah, rumors everywhere, because people sometimes exaggerate what is happening, or sometimes say that people have sighted a convoy of tanks coming to Damascus and so on. But nothing is verified for now. So people are trying to just like stick to what they have seen or heard and verified what they have seen or heard.
How long do you think the regime will last?
Yeah, actually, I don't want to be very optimistic, because after all, it's the capital, and he will be defending the capital to the last man he have. So you should expect time. Should expect at least we will witness that for 30, 60 days. No one knows.
Okay, Majid. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Thank you. We are welcome.